CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent. Hello and welcome to the first episode of CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. I am your host, Michelle, who will be guiding all of you who are new to the crypto world through my journey to becoming a crypto and blockchain expert. Each episode will begin with the latest news, followed by an overview of basic to advanced topics in crypto, expanded upon by Adam's in-depth analyses, and ending with a discussion by Richard on the relevance of this topic to business growth within the industry. Today, we will begin by introducing our origin story and why we personally care about cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Throughout this podcast series, we will look at their relevancy to trading, business growth, and social justice. The three of us are members of Astra Network, the firm behind CryptoCurrent, and will guide you on our journey of how and why we started this hedge fund and how we hope to bring illumination to the wild west of cryptocurrency. Adam, the founder and managing partner of Astra Network, will start us out with his journey into the crypto world and reasoning behind starting this fund.
Michelle, thanks for the intro. I'm excited to get started on this, and thanks to everyone that's listening. My name's Adam. While I was studying at Tulane to get my economics degree, I began trading traditional stock and commodities markets. I found success in that pretty early on and realized pretty quickly that I was able to intuitively understand trading in the same way that I was able to understand economics. As my time at Tulane came to a close, even though I'd had a good run, I put day trading on hold to pursue a tech career in Santa Monica. After relentless job hunting and searching to find a career that I was passionate about, I ultimately found myself discontent in a place where I imagined I'd find nothing but quick and fulfilling career advancement. As I was pivoting and trying to figure out what to do next, a girlfriend at the time suggested investing into crypto. Honestly, I had nothing to lose and initially got involved as a passive investor. I very quickly transitioned into trading actively, which was immediately followed by the beginning of my research into blockchain technology. From there, I was swept and down the rabbit hole I went. The day I made my first crypto trade, I established a monetary goal that I wanted to reach within the year. Within 7 weeks of my first trade, I'd achieved that goal, but multiplied by 8. I'm also a very transparent person, and as such, I excitedly began telling friends and family of my trading successes and underlying passion for blockchain tech. This also quickly transitioned into these people asking that I do the same, but with their money, which initially I was very apprehensive, but over time, as I continued to gain confidence in my abilities and in the future of cryptocurrency overall, I was overwhelmed with a certain passion for trading and the world that I had surrounded myself with. As I continued to organically run into people and situations that seemed to facilitate the creation of a hedge fund, I decided it was at least time to start paying attention. What had previously been apprehension eventually evolved into a newly found calmness. I felt like I was at a jumping point. I could either play it safe and continue going on my own, or I could take a huge risk and create a hedge fund, try to begin expanding and establishing my credibility within a space that I had fallen in love with. Ultimately, my consideration of this decision was met with a moment of clarity and I made the jump. That was the day that Astra started. I knew then that I needed to contact Richard.
Hi, my name is Richard, and thanks for tuning in to our first episode. So as Adam mentioned, earlier this year, I started to get into cryptocurrency. On the first day at my new job, I was working at an artificial intelligence sales company, and my boss comes up to me and says, hey, are you into crypto? I was like, what do you mean? So he's like, man, there's this whole community of the crypto space, cryptocurrency. Like right now is a huge time for you to be going in and learning as much as you can about this new opportunity. So I took it upon myself and I said, sure, I'm gonna do that. So I started to go down this rabbit hole, learn as much as I could about cryptocurrency, and I decided that I was going to blog about it. So at the beginning of this year, I began to blog, and one of my first blog posts was, why now is the time to invest in the cryptocurrency? At that exact time, Adam happened to see that blog post and hit me up. He was like, yo, Rich, we need to get talk right now. So Adam and I actually go way back. We had sophomore geometry together with Ms. Shaughnessy. That is the first time we ever met each other. Kind of went on a hiatus. He ended up coming down here to New Orleans. We ended up re-meeting down here because I went to Tulane University where he did as well. And after that, he went and did his own thing out in Santa Monica, but was coming back in town to New Orleans during his whole entrepreneurial career. And we decided to link up. So we sat down and got coffee in the last December, just talking about our different entrepreneurial experiences. And at the time, I was working on my own startup and a couple other side projects, and we decided to just keep in touch. So when he came to me and said, hey, we need to meet, I was excited. I was like, you know, we were looking for an opportunity to eventually get to work together. We decided to meet at my apartment. So it's me and Adam. He comes in. He's like, look, man, exactly what he just finished telling y'all, he told me. And he was like, look, are you interested in trying to do something together with trying to start a company? And I'm like, absolutely. Like, I am trying to learn as much as I can about cryptocurrency, the crypto space, how to trade. And more than that, I know how to run a business. I know how to get things started, have structure, and to get out a business and get that moving. And so there was just this perfect synergy of energy and wanting to get things done. And so we decided to slowly but surely begin to work together and see if it could turn into something permanent. So here we are 3 months later with the fund, with investors, with a legitimate business, and we are quickly growing. And in my job, actually, it's gotten so serious that I ended up leaving that artificial intelligence company, and now I am working with Astra full time. So just to show you how fast and how booming of an economy the cryptocurrency space is, it's just amazing how much opportunity is out there. So I am so excited to be sharing my experience, not only working with Adam and Michelle about how to start a business within the crypto community, but also how to grow in various ways in knowledge and in how to start your own business. And speaking of Michelle, so we met very previously. Adam did an introduction for us. We ended up getting lunch together. And Michelle is extremely smart, has a great growth potential on her. And I'm so excited when Adam came and told me that, hey, Michelle's gonna begin working with us. And as soon as he said that, I knew this was going to be something great. And so I just want to take this time so that Michelle could come in and give you a little bit of background about her, because her story is very interesting.
Thanks, Richard. And I look forward to working with both you and Adam in this endeavor. To give you a little bit of my history, my interest in cryptocurrency stems from my academic background in behavioral economics and political and moral philosophy, as well as my professional interest in community building and content creation. Being a graduate of the Tulane Economics Department, I met Adam through its network of entrepreneurs. Involved in several projects over this time, we began collaborating on Astra when I realized how my experience in strategy and content creation could help to build a community of intellectual and motivated individuals, intent on making cryptocurrency significant in the lives of the general public. My goal in participating in CryptoCurrent is to take the behavioral economic and value theoretical background that I've acquired, as well as my experience in freelance writing and editing, and work to build a reliable source for introductory through expert knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. I'm interested in their technological foundations and applications to our personal lives, as well as their pertinence to global markets and social change. I want to guide the conversation of cryptocurrency towards a truly open and progressive discussion that includes both the average person who may own one or two, or even fractions of a Bitcoin, to experts across various disciplines and industries. In bringing awareness to the potential of cryptocurrency, while providing vetted information on its technological and social relevance, I aim to arm individuals with the understanding required to thrive in the new digital currency age. Whether your goal is to invest in crypto, start a business using blockchain, or simply be on the forefront of monetary innovation, we will do our best to keep you up to date with the latest crypto news and give you the tools to digest and invest in it. This concludes our episode today, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. Thank you to our producer, Andrew DeRitter, for making this podcast possible, and we look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay cryptocurrent.